couldn't let her say I do. I couldn't let her ruin her life. No matter the cost, I had to stop this wedding from happening. I made a run for the altar, screaming from the top of my lungs and hoping I wasn't too late. Believe it or not, my life wasn't always this chaotic. In fact, it used to be pretty chill. Morning, Mom. Smells amazing. Morning, sweetie. Big plans for today? The usual. School, hanging out with Ivy, the coolest girl on the planet, and avoiding Reggie, the most annoying guy on Earth.
You really hate him, huh?
Yep. Speaking of guys, there's something I've been wanting to tell you. I met someone, and I want you to meet him. I wasn't so much against my mom having a boyfriend, but having the conversation was just kind of cringe. Gotta go to school. Love ya! So I left before I even tried the pancakes, and of course, Ivy, my best friend, thought I was being dramatic.
Talia, that's not nice.
She deserves to be happy. I know. It's just weird because it's been the two of us for so long.
Hey, Talia. Still trying to win that popularity contest?
Aw, Reggie. Still trying to compensate for your lack of personality? Reggie wasn't his real name. His real name was Ridge, but I had been calling him Reggie for years because he hated it. Most of my days, I tried to avoid him. Sometimes it just wasn't possible. Everything between us turned into a competition. Dodgeball was no exception.
All right, everyone, let's keep it friendly!
Not a chance. Of course, Ridge immediately aimed at my head, but missed. I threw the ball right back at him, but he caught it and gave me one of those super annoying Ridge smirks. Ugh.
Aw, is that all you got, Talia?
I'm just warming up. He thought he was so clever, but he always went for the head. So predictable. I aimed at his shins and he dodged last second, but was clearly pissed.
You play dirty!
Just then, he hit me square in the stomach. What a jerk! Screw the rules! I picked up the ball and started running after him.
Enough! Both of you, out! Now!
Of course, Ridge ruined the game, as always. Next thing we knew, we were in the principal's office.
I've had enough of your constant fighting. This ends today.
He started it.
Oh, so now it's my fault. You couldn't handle a simple dodgeball game.
You were aiming for my head! And then, the door opened on my mom. Ugh. Great.
Talia, what happened?
Reggie, he's always trying to show off and act like he's better than everyone.
Wait, Reggie? That's your Reggie?
What? Not my Reggie.
Oh, so you talk about me.
Not in a good way, believe me.
Ridge, what did you do this time?
Mom, what are you doing here?
Rachel, I'm here because of my son.
Reggie is Ridge.
Care to fill us in?
No, the guy I met, it's him, Tom.
Ew, no!
Ridge, the woman I wanted you to meet, it's Rachel.
Oh my god, no!
All right, I think it's clear. We have more than just a disciplinary issue here. I'll let this one pass, but please, get your children in check.
This is horrifying. How could my mom want to be with Ridge's dad? I mean, if that guy made Ridge, he couldn't have been any good for her.
Let's go, Talia.
How could you, Mom? How could you date his dad? Ridge is the worst!
Talia, I understand this is a shock, but Tom and I have found something special, and I want you to give this a chance.
I don't want to give it a chance. I don't want to be anywhere near Ridge.
They're coming over for dinner tomorrow. I need you to try. For me.
Whatever this was, I had to stop it.
Talia, how are you feeling?
I did everything I could to cancel dinner, including faking a fever.
Not great, Mom. I think I'm coming down with something really nasty. We should cancel dinner.
Nice try, Talia. But we both know you're not sick.
Get up, we have guests coming over.
What
on earth?
Spinach smoothie.
I had five. Figured it'd make me look sick. She rolled her eyes and walked out of the room without saying a word. I let myself fall back. I was miserable. Nothing worked. Having Ridge in my space felt like a total violation of my boundaries. And Mom was doing this awkward, trying to keep the conversation going thing.
So, Tom, how's work been?
Busy, as always, but it's rewarding.
Yeah, Dad's always working. Leaves me a lot of free time.
To annoy everyone around you, I bet?
No, I aim to please.
Gross.
This was torture. Talia, Ridge is actually a foster kid. Tom's been taking care of him for years.
Huh,
didn't know that.
A foster kid? Maybe he wasn't a spoiled jerk. But that didn't change anything.
I love being a foster dad, but single parenting is tough.
It is. That's part of why we think it's best to move in together.
What in the world did she just say? Mom, isn't this a little rushed?
It's heart-raising. Raising a foster kid alone. I just want Ridge to have a stable home.
I agree, Tom. And I want this as much as you do.
This is insane.
Honey, please understand. Raising you by myself has not been easy. And having someone like Tom will help me too.
Sorry, I'm such a burden.
I never said that. I just want you to give this a chance. It'll be good for all of us in the long run. And I'm sure you'll learn to love Tom. He's such a great father.
If you say so.
Let's all try to make the best of this, okay?
Yeah, right.
Okay, sure.
They weren't kidding. Next thing I knew, Ridge and his dad moved in.
The worst part since he moved in, our fridge was always empty.
That pizza slice is mine!
Sharing my food with a teenage boy who ate like a vacuum cleaner was seriously annoying. And so was sharing a bathroom.
Hurry up, Reggie!
Aw, sorry. I used all the hot water.
I know what you're thinking. Girl, that guy is shirtless and super hot, but at the moment, I was not in the headspace for all that, okay? I got into the bathroom, the floor was wet, the toilet seat was up, and the water, it was so cold! Oh, I hated him! We turned the house into zones so we wouldn't have to be around each other. I had the TV, and he had the kitchen. The bathroom was a shared space.
Hey, stay on your side, Reggie.
There's a basketball game playing.
I don't care.
Enough, the two of you!
We're a family, not enemies.
Oh, great. Now we can be miserable together.
You two need to find a way to get along because we're together and that won't change.
I was pacing back and forth, angry.
Ridge was leaning against the wall, complaining as always.
Stop pacing. You're making me dizzy.
Then, I got an idea. Your dad said that's not gonna change, them being together. Maybe we need to break them up.
You think that would work?
It's worth a shot. If we can make them see how wrong they are for each other, we can get back to our normal lives.
You actually have a decent idea, for once. All right, Talia, I'm in.
Just like that, we had a plan.
We were going to ruin their relationship.
If Rich and I were gonna break them up, we had to play dirty. I gave him one of my shirts for him to take a pic to send to his dad from an unknown number. So he took a picture of himself. Yeah, that kind of picture. And used his knees as, well, you get the gist of it. Mission accomplished, we strutted away like champions in a comedy flick. Then I swapped their phones so that Mom would read the message and soon realize this wasn't her phone, but Tom's.
Tom, can you come here for a second?
Then Tom walked in, his eyes bugging out. He was shocked, clearly.
This was good, too good. But instead of fighting, they started laughing, like crazy laughing. Something went wrong, and I needed to see it with my own eyes. So I asked Ridge for the picture.
Came to say thank you for breaking them up? You're welcome.
You didn't shave your legs for this? Oh!
I expected Ridge to be pissed that things didn't work out, but I found him going through my mom's dresser. What are you doing?
Just looking for something?
In my mom's stuff?
Yeah.
If we're going to do this, we need to be honest with each other. What are you looking for?
Since nothing's working, I was trying to find something to make her seem untrustworthy. Maybe some old letters or something.
I guess we really are playing dirty, huh?
You bet. Now let's get out of here before we get caught.
Something felt fishy. I knew he was lying to me, but I had no clue what he was really looking for. The next day, I had Ivy over and told her what I saw Ridge do.
Maybe he's one of those guys who steals and collects underwear.
Ooh, Ivy!
Just keep an eye on him. If he's up to something shady, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, you're right. But I couldn't shake the feeling that something more was going on. I went in for a quick refill of our drinks and heard Tom's voice. He sounded pissed.
Rich! How could you mess this up? It was a simple task!
I'm sorry, Tom. I didn't mean to.
You need to start taking things seriously!
Tom? I never realized Ridge called his foster dad Tom. I wondered why he was being so harsh with Ridge. Maybe he caught him in my mom's underwear. I meant drawer.
When Tom walked out, I decided to check on Ridge.
Hey, are you okay?
Why do you care?
I saw what happened. Tom was pretty hard on you.
This has nothing to do with you. You're always trying to get into other people's personal stuff. Just leave me alone.
I wasn't trying to get into your stuff. I was just being nice. Maybe you should try it sometime.
Yeah, because you're the expert on being nice.
You know what, Ridge? I don't need this. I was just trying to help.
I don't need your help. Just stay out of my business.
Fine, I will. Just when I thought he wasn't a total asshole.
What happened?
He just bit my head off for no reason. It's like he doesn't want anyone to be nice to him.
Maybe he's just used to dealing with things on his own.
Well, he can keep dealing with it by himself. I'm done. But no matter how much I told myself I was done with Ridge, I couldn't stop thinking about him. Later that day, I was watching TV, trying to forget my fight with Ridge, when he showed up looking all sad and guilty.
Hey.
What do you want?
I wanted to apologize. I shouldn't have snapped at you earlier.
Wow, an apology from Ridge Lawson. Didn't think I'd ever see the day.
Yeah, well, I guess there's a first for everything.
Look, we can't keep going on like this. We need some ground rules for living together.
Ground rules?
Yeah, like we each get a day for the TV, we split the kitchen supplies evenly, stuff like that.
Do you really think we need that?
It doesn't look like they're going to separate anytime soon.
They have to. They can't stay together.
Clearly, Ridge didn't see himself living with me, so I decided to turn the volume up and ignore him.
I gotta use the restroom.
You don't need to announce that. I don't care. The house was quiet. Too quiet. After a while, I started wondering what Ridge was up to. Hopefully, he didn't stink up our bathroom just then. I saw him going through my mom's stuff. Again! What are you doing? Are you stealing from my mom?
No, I'm not stealing anything.
Talia, Ridge, come downstairs. We need to talk. Great! I was ready to tell Mom what I saw, but didn't expect what she was gonna say next. We're getting married! I wanted to scream, but before I could even say a thing, Ridge threw a tantrum.
No, no, no! This is the worst thing ever! You want to get married? Fine, but I won't be there. I won't stand by and watch this happen.
Why do you hate me so much? But before he could answer, Tom lost it on him and started yelling.
Rich! Get out of my house!
Flatly, this isn't even your house, but good riddance!
I couldn't believe Rich just walked out the door. No goodbye, no nothing. Please don't do this.
It's done.
Clearly, he was in no headspace to have a conversation, and my mom wasn't fighting back either. So I went to my room because I didn't really feel like celebrating this wedding announcement. I didn't understand Rich. Did he really hate me so much that he couldn't let our parents get married? I thought things were better between us, but he was still the same brat he had always been. Where could he have gone? No, I didn't care. He was dead to me. Oh, one minute he was infuriating, the next he walked out and I didn't know what I felt anymore. Was it anger? Sadness? Something else? I tried my best for Mom, but my heart just wasn't in it. And Ridge, well, he never came back. Not even for his stuff. And Tom? He didn't seem to care. I couldn't imagine a world in which I would leave and my mom wouldn't care. The big day arrived faster than I thought possible. The ceremony was about to start. Mom looked incredible, and Tom looked like, well, Tom. Just as I was about to walk in, someone grabbed me and pulled me away. And it wasn't just anyone. It was Ridge.
You look great.
Yeah, I have 10 pounds of makeup on and a dress I can't even breathe in. Of course I look great. What are you doing here? I thought you were against this.
I don't have time to fight. I came to tell you something.
Whatever came next was totally unexpected.
Tom is a con artist. He gets money from the government for taking in foster kids and then scams women by playing the difficult to be a single foster dad card. I've been trying to protect you and your mom from him. When I left, I gathered evidence, photos, bank transfers, and other moms he did this to who are willing to testify.
That's why he didn't seem to care when you left. Wait, is that why you were snooping through my mom's stuff?
I was looking for her credit card. I wanted to hide them before he had access to them.
Just as I was about to go tell my mom, he stopped me and grabbed my hand. It felt electric.
Our worlds are going to be so different after that, and I don't want to risk not telling you something. Living with you, it changed everything for me. I realized I fell in love with you without even knowing it, and look, I'm not good with words. I think it's better I show you.
He kissed me. It was the most incredible feeling ever. I had butterflies in my stomach and my heart was racing. He was so annoying, but gosh, was he a great kisser.
Should we stop the wedding?
Yes.
Rachel Green, do you take Tom Lawson to be your lawfully wedded husband?
Right before she said I do, Ridge and I crashed the party.
No!
Don't do it!
Tom is a con artist. He's been scamming women for years.
He explained everything, and Mom was so stunned that she couldn't even speak.
You little brat! If it wasn't for you, Ridge wouldn't have cared.
Tom's anger was terrifying, but Ridge stepped in before he could hurt me.
Don't touch her!
Next thing I knew, we heard police sirens, and Mom slapped Tom right across the face. Epic. That's for lunging at my daughter. Are you okay? Yeah, Mom. So happy you didn't end up marrying that jerk. For the first time, I felt a sense of relief. Ridge was safe, and Tom was finally getting what he deserved. And Mom, well, she didn't get scammed after marrying a con artist. After Tom got arrested, we pleaded with the police to let Ridge walk free, and they let him. So long as he promised to testify against Tom, Mom agreed to let Ridge move in with us for good, but not without some ground rules. Ridge, you're staying with us, but there are clear rules. No sleeping in the same room as Talia, doors open, and respect each other's space. I think we can manage that.
Yeah. I think we can.
We did our best to follow Mom's rules. Or at least we tried to.